Hi, this is Dawn with MovieNightTrafficLight.com, bringing you what's happening in theaters, and the first movie is The Art of the Steal. Well, Kurt Russell is washed up as a daredevil on the motorcycle, but a guy still has to make a living, so he teams up with his brother Matt Dillon and some others to steal the most wanted book in all of the world.
Great men don't miss their fate.
I missed mine, Francie. I missed it.
You wanted to know when I was ready to go back to work.
Well, I'm ready. This is the one we're all gonna be remembered for.
The greatest artist in history.
Because every now and then, you gotta take a leap of faith.
Now, there is nothing like a super amazing and captivating heist movie. And there's also something endearing about giving an old washed-up white guy the second chance to be great, to be someone, and prove himself a master at something. That if you add to all of that some twists and turns to keep us guessing and rooting for the guys who are really doing maybe bad stuff, but have us convinced they're doing it all for the better good, well, plenty of heist movies have done it before, and have set the bar way high in showing us how it's really done. Like, how about The Sting? Didn't see that coming. Or Die Hard, I love Bruce Willis, and of course The Office, A Stand Against the Man. Then there's Oceans 1 through 29 or whatever. So with all of those great heist movies, you have to wonder if maybe the makers of this movie might have missed the day in school where they taught us, learn from those who came before you. Now into a movie with a whole lot of action, it's Need for Speed. Well, Aaron Paul, he's set up by a so-called friend, and he lands in prison where he has plenty of time to plot his revenge. Once he gets out, the plan is on in the next big car race.
I spent 2 years thinking about one moment. He set me up.
What are you thinking, Toby?
This could put him away for life. It's time we make him pay.
We'll settle this behind the wheel.
Maybe we should rethink the plan.
I'm never gonna stop.
Okay, going into this, I had pretty low expectations for the acting and story, and expected just tons of cars everywhere. Well, turns out the actors are really great, especially Michael Keaton, and there was an actual story, go figure. And of course, cars are more cars. Problem was, the cars were a bit of a mystery to me. I've heard of Mustangs, of course, but the rest, like Bordetello, Ferragamo, or Maraschino, or whatever, have no idea. But who cares? They were fast, pretty, and very cool. Wrap that all up in a great righteous revenge story, and you have nowhere near an Oscar-winning movie, but one that sure was entertaining. And an added benefit, this movie helped me figure out what I'm doing this weekend. I'm going shopping. I need a better car. So in our Movie Night Traffic Light, Need for Speed is a green light. For more movie information, go to MovieNightTrafficLight.com and enjoy the movies.